Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Active Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully if you're on your way to the golf course, because every week somebody tells you, yeah, I'm going to golf, and I hear you in the morning, Sunday morning, so keep it in as short stuff, but thanks for tuning in, by the way, and please tell your friends, tell your neighbors about Generations Radio, because we are growing in terms of our listeners, and people are passing on, people are listening to our podcast online at generations808.com. We provide expert guests every single week. We do not have volunteers. We have guests that are experts in the field, so they're going to give you the right scoop about what to do, what not to do, and if I don't know the answer, I refer you out to people like Margaret Wong, our guest today, and sponsor from Copeland Group, discussing Medicare. And, you know, we've done probably 5 or 6 different shows on Medicare, and almost every show I learned something new, Margaret. Well, and like I said this morning, I sent you an article about Medicare and travel. How does it affect you? Because, you know, well, does your plan cover in Las Vegas or if you go to Italy or Rome? But we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. But I want to talk about, like I said, I'm around seniors every day. I talk to people every day. And one just turned 65 last month. I just golfed with another friend of mine that turned 65 last year. And so I always kind of curious, how do they make that decision on which Medicare plan to take? You know, one guy is working one night and one guy, though they're both working, but then one guy said, oh, his company has less than 20 employees, so he had to go get outside the plan. I mean, not from his employer, right?
Well, if there's an employer with less than 20 employees, the company do not offer COBRA. And COBRA is where when you do, when you're let go or you're furloughed, you can continue to pay COBRA under your employer's group medical plan. And but if you have a group that has under 20 employees, there is no COBRA. So right. Once you retire or you get furloughed, you have to find your own.
Well, both are still working. Okay. But the one has less than 20 employees, they can't give them Medicare because the employer plan for Medicare was too high.
Well,
so he had to go out and get his own.
Technically, if an employee is working 20 hours, 4 consecutive weeks, the employer must provide group medical insurance.
Right, but because he was less than 20 employees.
But doesn't matter. If he's working 20 hours, 4 consecutive weeks, the employer has to provide the group medical plan, whether he's 65, 90, whatever age. As long as you're working the 20 hours, by department labor rules, prepaid health care, the employer must provide the group medical plan.
Could the group Medicare plan, because they don't have a group plan.
There is no such thing as a group Medicare plan.
No. Okay.
There might be some retirees. Some of the unions have some group retiree plans. And that would be Medicare related. But as far as a small company or individual companies, there is not such a thing as a group Medicare plan.
So when somebody works for a small company, less than 20 employees, I don't believe they give insurance.
They have to.
They have to give insurance? Okay.
Yes. I mean, granted, it's very expensive because under the...
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes.
It was expensive.
It's very expensive because under the Affordable Care Act, the rate that you have is based on your age. So
got
as
it.
We get older, it gets extremely expensive for the employer. However, the employer cannot say, oh, you're 65, I'm not going to cover you.
Okay, that's what it was. It was too expensive. So
yes.
He went outside and found his own. I'm not sure who he has.
Well, he can have, if he wished to waive his group medical plan and go into Medicare, he can.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, he's giving up a lot because the group medical plan in many cases could be more cost effective for him and more comprehensive in coverage.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. He said he did mention the cost of Medicare for him through the company was more expensive. So I'm not too sure who we got, HMSA, Kaiser, I'm not sure who we got, or Humana, but that is a decision. Like this other person I golfed with the other day, He's still working, but he went on Medicare and he chose blah, blah, blah company. But the enrollment period is October
15 to December 7th. This is your annual enrollment period.
Yeah, annual enrollment period means when you're turning 65. When you're turning 65, not during the enrollment period.
For anyone that is
aging in,
turning 65, and they're not working or they want to start working part-time, then they can go into a special enrollment period where they can apply from Medicare Part A and B. And once that's in place and you have a Medicare ID number, then you can apply for Medicare anytime throughout the year.
Right.
So this is a special enrollment period.
So let's go kind of backtrack a little bit. Let's talk about just the basics of Medicare again,
because
I always get confused as well. You're still working, you're 65. Do you have to still sign up for Medicare?
You don't have to do anything. Your Medicare Part A, I usually encourage people to sign up where the company's either under 20 or over 20, only because your group medical plan will only cover 80 or 90% of inpatient hospitalization. So if you're 65 or over, or if you're under disability, Social Security disability for 2 years and you have Medicare, then if you apply for Medicare Part A, if you're in the hospital, your group medical plan, whether it's over 20, Medicare, their group medical plan will pay first, and then Medicare Part A will pay the balance of that 20%.
If you're
under 20 employee, then Medicare is primary, and Medicare will pay first, and then your group medical plan pays secondary to Medicare for the hospitalization. Outpatient services, because you have to pay for the Part B, I usually recommend for members, unless they have a lot of medical bills that they're anticipating, to maybe forego your Part B, because as soon as you apply for Part B, the Part B premium will be assessed to them by Social Security, and it's based on your income 2 years prior. So whatever year they're looking at retiring, say this year, 2021, they're going to look at your 2019. They'll look back 2 years. Whatever your adjusted gross income is, that's what it's going to be based on. So as an individual, if you're less than 86,000 adjusted gross individual, then the base rate for Part B is $148.50 per person per month. If you're a couple, husband and wife, and you're both thinking about retirement, or even just one of you, it will be based on your combined income of $176,000 at $148.50. However, if your income is higher than that, there are a schedule of what that rate will be, and it will be capped at $540 per person per month if you're making like $750,000
right.
a year.
So guys, it's a lot of numbers Margaret just threw out there. Hopefully you can listen good, take down good notes. If not, go to our website, generations808.com.
And call us.
And play it back the show. Margaret's always willing to talk to you over the phone, meet with you in person, or do something on a webinar online, something. But yeah, it's kind of specific, isn't it?
Very specific.
Yeah.
And we don't want it, and we always provide that schedule for our client, because every year your income may change, your adjusted gross income.
Right.
If you sold a house, you have a huge capital gain
for that year
that goes up huge.
Can I fix that?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing to fix. You just have to pay it
because
it's based on your adjusted gross for that year. So the following January, they're going to relook at your 2020, like in 2022, they're going to look at your 2020 adjusted gross. So we just want people to kind of understand, if they have the flexibility to decide when they want to retire, look at those numbers, because it makes a huge impact.
Yeah, it's really important, guys. I know you talk to your friend, what kind of plan you have, blah, blah, blah. I still remember I was at Zippy's one day, because I meet a lot of my clients at Zippy's a lot of times. They don't want me to go to their house. And I'm on the side, and next to me was a table of about six guys. I guess they must came from golfing. And they're talking story, and one guy goes, yeah, I have the Humana plan. It's really good, and zero premium, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, "That Humana, I love Humana. But don't get me wrong, there are a lot of plans that may not fit you or may fit you better. We don't know. And then if you're dealing, talk about Neighbor Islands is another story, right?
Exactly.
Neighbor Islands has possibly different plans.
All the Medicare plans are based on your zip code, believe it or not.
Right.
So the plans on, especially on the Big Island of Hawaii, prior to this year, only had Kaizen HMSA.
Really?
For the first time, they have a plan with WellCare. It's a limited HMO, health maintenance organization plan, but it's a very low cost plan with a lot of added value. So again, the key to deciding...
And only on a Big Island.
No, they're on the Big Island for the first time.
Right, right. That's Ohana Care WellCare.
Yeah, Ohana WellCare is basically on all islands. But for the first time, the Big Island people have another option.
Oh, they were always on Kauai and Maui?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that. Like I said, I just went to Kona last month, a few weeks ago, and it's pretty busy. I was kind of surprised.
Yes.
Pretty busy.
And, you know, it's again, the real decision. I don't always say, you know, I'm going to sell you this plan or I'm going to offer you this plan. I always ask, first and foremost, who are your doctors? Because not all doctors participate with all plans.
Right.
And the last thing I want to do is have you go to a plan and your doctors, and especially your specialists, are not participating. Because they're going to yell at you and you're going to yell at me. And I don't want that.
Call Margaret, don't call me.
Yeah. So I'd rather we know ahead of time.
Yeah, that is so important.
Because then you can make a decision whether this particular doctor or specialist is... You want to stay with them, even though they don't participate into a specific plan. So doctors is a really critical factor. And the second, which is as important, if not more, is your prescription drugs, especially if you take brand name drugs. Because people do not realize how expensive brand name drugs are, especially those that are coming off of their group medical plan. Because when they're on the group medical plan, they pay $5 or nothing. And then all of a sudden in Medicare... There's a huge cost.
Yeah, people don't realize that. It's really important. A few shows ago, we talked about, you know, I mentioned my doctor is retired. But my eye doctor, about 4 or 5 years ago, he said, we're stopping to take Medicare. So I'm not Medicare age yet. But I thank you for letting me know. It's something that, you know, I'm 61 now. I'm looking for another doctor, by the way.
Exactly.
Because my doctor retired. And they referred me to another doctor, but I have a few friends in the medical healthcare field, so I'm going to be reaching out to them. But a lot of doctors are not taking Medicare. Or if they're going to retire, you got to find another doctor.
That could happen. And some doctors are going to what they call the boutique plans, where you pay them
flat rate.
Exactly. They pay them a rate in front.
Yep.
And then they'll give you very customized concierge service.
Call me anytime.
Call me anytime. They claim that they'll even go to your home,
about Zoom calls, but my wife got her doctor and said, yeah, just pay me $2,400 a year.
Call me anytime,
unlimited visits. But then if she's on vacation or she's busy, you're not going to get the care. We'll have some doctors on very shortly, but would they tell us the straight truth about how to choose a plan? Because everybody's incentivized different ways too, right?
Exactly. And of course, everyone has their preferences.
Right.
And so I usually don't try to ask a doctor which plan do they prefer. I just check whether that particular doctor participates in which plans. So that before a member enrolls in a plan, they'll know whether their doctor's going to participate or not, or they got to make some changes.
So it is fair to ask your doctor which plan you participate in?
Yes. And we can look it up.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, if there are United Healthcare or Humana, we look up the MDX website. And MDX Hawaii will literally tell you all of their participating providers, because when we enroll them into a plan, they have to have a primary care physician number. So they actually provide you with that number. So when we enroll somebody, we have to know what that primary care physician number is. And so we always double check, and we can always tell or ask the client. Sometimes a doctor may have decided not to participate, but it was not upgraded to the website. So we really want people to encourage them to always just check again.
Yeah, double check.
You
don't want to make a decision and it's wrong information. Everything on the web is subject to
change.
Confirmation.
Exactly.
Not everything on the website and in the internet is
MDX
true.
MDX and all the different providers try to provide very on-time information.
So since you brought that up, who is MDX? People are going to say, MDX? I'm going to call my Humana agent or United Healthcare agent.
Well, MDX Hawaii is a third-party administrator. They're the TPA. So they're the one that process the claims for United Healthcare and Humana. And so they use their a network of doctors that MDX has put together, because they have to go through what they call credentialing, because they want to make sure that doctors have the right insurances and you know, education, everything. But right. it's a personal decision even for the provider, whether they want to participate on all plans, only certain plans. United for that, both Humana also uses SMG, Seoul Medical Group, which is a small network of doctors that are more of an HMO type of plan, because Humana has the HMO modules within their plans. So,
and HMO is, how is that different?
HMO is like Kaiser.
Okay, so you got to go to their specific doctor.
You have to have a primary care physician, and that primary care physician has to refer you to all specialists. And so we want to make sure, again, that's why we check, whether your primary care physician participate with that particular plan. And then we also look at whether all your specialists are going to be within that network. So again, a lot of preparation. So when people say, Margaret, I want to meet with you, we say, I love to. But would you mind giving us some time before the appointment so that we can do all this research for you? Yeah. Otherwise, it could just willy-nilly put you in a plan. It's going to be totally wrong with you because all your doctors don't participate, and it's just going to get really ugly, and I don't want that.
Yeah, so if you want to get a customized plan.
Exactly.
I think that next time I talk to somebody who told me I'm going to get a committee, I'm going to tell them, use that. You need to get a customized plan.
Exactly. And that's what we provide.
It's so true, though.
It is absolutely true, because the cost, especially in the prescription drugs, for the same drug, for the same dosage, can vary between a generic in one plan and a brand name in another.
You mean not all plans use generic?
Well, some drugs can be a generic on one plan and a brand name in another. Don't ask me why. That's why for us...
I thought they all offer generic.
They do all generic. But the same drug could be a generic in one plan design or one carrier, but it may be a specialty drug under another. So again, that's why before we meet with a client, we ask them if they'd be willing to disclose that personal information so we can do that research. Because we'll show them on a side-by-side spreadsheet and say, if you choose this particular carrier, your drugs is going to be zero. If you go to that same drug on another carrier, it may be $50. And they're going to say, what?
What happens if they get diagnosed with cancer like now? This is what, May? And they got to take separate new drugs. Like for cancer, and their plan doesn't carry those specific drugs. What happens
then?
Well,
every plan has to cover specialty drugs in certain categories, at least one. So there will be some coverage for it. It might be not the specific one that your doctor wants for you. So again, that's why we let you know ahead of time. Or if you didn't know that was a specialty drug because you come off of a group medical plan, and you were just paying $10. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, you're going to have to pay $50. And you're going to look at me like, what happened? And I will show you, according to Medicare.gov, what the rates are. So there is a lot of customization, because we just don't want to sell a person a plan. We want them to really understand before they sign up, what are the costs that their doctors are participating? If not, would they be willing to change? So for us, when we first meet, we go through all the different types of plan, Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement. And so there's some major differences between the two types of plans.
Yeah, I was reading an article. In the second half of the show, we'll talk about the article from this morning's Advertiser. So what is the difference between an Advantage plan and a supplemental plan?
A Medicare Advantage plan is Part C.
That's pretty popular.
Yes, it's very, and rightly so, because there are so many Medicare Advantage plans with a zero premium or low premium. And these plans will pay at a set amount that is specified ahead of time, the 20% that Medicare Part B, your outpatient services, doesn't cover. So if you had only original Medicare and a prescription drug plan, it's surprising the thousands of seniors here in Hawaii that are doing that. Because you think about a 20% of an unknown amount. Say, example, you're in a hospital or you had to go to a hospital in December and you only had original Medicare. 20% of a $50,000 to $80,000 hospital bill is a lot.
$200 or $300.
Yes.
You have a heart procedure, you're looking at over $100,000.
Exactly. And 20% of that unknown amount, and there's no limit. There's no what they call stop loss or cap. So it's very scary.
So the Advantage plan is covers.
So with a Medicare Advantage plan, depending on the plan, the rule of thumb usually is if you pay a zero monthly premium, when you actually go to the doctor, when you actually go to the hospital, your co-payments are going to be higher. So again, depending on the amount of usage you think you're going to have, then choose a plan accordingly. Usually those with a premium will usually have less deductibles and lower annual maximum out-of-pocket. Meaning once you have a lot of out-of-pocket co-payments you pay to the hospital, to a surgeon for radiation chemotherapy, once your out-of-pocket co-payment hits a certain limit based on the plan, as I say, they range between $3,400 to $6,700. Huge gap.
Out-of-pocket.
Out-of-pocket. And once you hit
better than $20,000.
Oh, absolutely. So that's why I love Medicare Advantage, because it gives you that safety net. And you'll know exactly what your cost is going to be. And these Medicare Advantage plans are the ones that you hear on TV with Joe Namath and everybody else that tells you you're going to get free health club membership and dental and vision and blah, blah, blah. However, you're going to have co-payments. Mm. So again, you need to make a lot of decisions. And second of all, you want to make sure that your doctors are participating with those plans that offer all those good stuff.
That is so important to doctors. And so, it's something that I'm thinking about right now. Like I said, I do an annual physical every year. I just finished it in what, February. So we're looking around. I'm looking around right now.
And try to find a younger doctor. We're all getting older.
Yes. So that's why I tell everybody. My doctor retired, I don't know, early 70s, I think he was. I've had him for probably over 25 years. Great guy, Dr. Christopher Marsh. Hope you have your good retirement, Dr. Marsh. But I love talking to the guy. He always gave me great information. He wasn't your traditional doctor. He spent more than 5 minutes with me.
You know, the traditional old-time doctors are great because they do medicine because they love medicine. And part of the reason some doctors decide to retire is because under this new age of technology and, you know, all these medical claim situation, they're feeling a little bit restrictive that you got to get all these pre-authorizations. And so they feel like, hey, I'm a doctor. I've been a doctor for 40 years. Why are you questioning me as to what I want to do with my member?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's really hard. And I sympathize with them. But yet, you know, there are what they call different ways of assessing the care and the cost of care.
Yep. Well, I mean, now I know they limit physical therapy because, you know, I play a lot of golf and softball and I had a hip problem. I had a foot problem. I have an elbow problem from playing sports. And now I needed x-rays. And now I finally have a little arthritis on my hip and my elbow. My foot, we're not sure yet right now.
Welcome to growing old.
Well, I just feel like I play a lot of sports growing up, so all the old injuries
all
are coming back.
Up on us.
And I continue those, but I said I need physical therapy. He goes, well, they're going to limit you how many sessions you have per year.
It all depends, and if you really need it, and your doctor can justify that with Medicare, you can really appeal for it. Medicare is not this big terrible organization that's going to say no to everything. They don't want excessive type of procedure that may not be necessary.
Yeah.
So those pre-authorization is a new fact of life that doctors has to deal with.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking to my friend the other day. He goes, he just turned 65. He said, I need to talk to you. So I said, what's about? Well, I'm looking at retiring and my wife's only 58. So, you're lucky. You got a young wife. She'll take care of you when you get older. And we're talking about long-term care and what he's going to do in retirement. And he's just all in the air about what to do. Especially with this pandemic, we're giving people more time to think about things.
And you do have to plan, because if you don't plan, you're going to accept whatever that happens to you.
Yeah. So, guys, you know, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance Group. The second half of the show, we'll talk about travel, because I know, in fact, I was just talking to Chris Duquet from our previous show about we want to travel, and I want to travel, and it's something that I think we need to make sure that you have the right plan, Medicare plan, when you travel, because there are some limitations. So we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. We're here at Margaret Wong. So give us a contact information before that anybody tunes out. What contact information for you, Margaret, how to get a hold of you?
I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group, Integrity Company. My office number is 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. 4877. Give us a call. We are here to answer your questions.
Yeah.
Whether you're my client or not, we try to, again, be that resource for our community.
Yeah, you're probably like me, where I consider myself a fiduciary. We want to
exactly.
find the best situation for our clients. And we need to be able to be experts in our field. Margie, you're always knowledgeable. You're always up to date. But really, it's about getting the right answer for you.
Exactly.
Because everybody's plan is different. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance Group. Talk about Medicare, but I did want to mention our June-July issues will be coming out the second week of June. Featuring Coach Larry Price, yes, the legendary person. Great, you know, I just envy you know, what he's done in his life. We had a number of people on our photo shoot, by the way, former players, including the mayor of Blangiardi, who spent a lot of time with us at the photo shoot at Loa Stadium. So you'll see that in the June-July issue. Many articles will be there talking about aging, as always. Chris Duque is going to be doing an article about cybersecurity. But yeah, please pass on the magazine. I didn't want to forewarn everybody that we are running out of magazines. We hopefully by the end of the year we'll be able to print more copies. But right now, we're limited copies. So please pick it up as early as possible. If not, go online and subscribe. Or just read the magazine online at generations808.com. Margaret threw out a lot of numbers out there, a lot of specific data. So please, if you miss writing them down, by Monday, you'll have on online at our generations808.com website, the podcast, so you can listen to it again, stop it and forward and reverse it back. That's what I do a lot of times. My remote is so worn off my TV that, because I hate watching commercials, so I forward everything, you know, or go back and listen. What did he say? You know, my hearing, I think, is slowly going because I always ask my, what did he say? So I would go backwards, so my remote buttons are all worn out, so I have to get a new remote. But it's really important, guys. Like I said, I've done about 5 or 6 different topics on aging, on Medicare specifically, and I've learned so many new things out there. And it continually changes. And like I said, you can't remember what Margaret said last year.
Yes.
And so if I can't do it, you can't do it either. So it's really, our website is packed with information. Please tell your friends and neighbors about that. We have so much information on there with our radio shows. And don't forget, our webinars are the third Wednesday of every month. Rick Tabor is our community relations director. And you can check with him about attending. But all the links are on our website for the webinars. And it's really important to get a hold of him. See, his number should be on here someplace, which it is not. Rick Tabor's number is 285-5936, or just go to our website and look for the link on there. This number is on our webpage. It's on page 9 of every issue. And June, we'll be talking about exercise and stress management. July will be caregiver challenges. But we'll probably have 2 or 3 every month webinars. So I know you've done one in the past, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes.
And so they're really good information. And that's all archived on our website, so you can always go back to that and check on that. But You know, Mark, we forgot to talk about Medicare supplements.
Yes.
So can you give us a brief, well, maybe not too brief, but a description of what Medicare supplements are?
Well, Medicare supplements are plans that are offered by individual insurance companies that will cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. There are more alphabets under Medicare supplements, A to N.
I did not know that. Actually, I thought A, B, C, D, what else is there?
F, G, K. There's eight different plan options.
Oh, okay.
So, and, you know, there are different rules for different things. Like if you're turning 65 after 2020, you will not be able to get the top plan of Medicare Supplement Plan F, where there are no deductibles and no co-payments.
Why not?
For life. Well, that is their top plan. However, when President President Obama wanted to not have any plans without deductibles, for people that turn 65 after 2020 will not have access to Plan F. Their top plan will be Plan G, as in George. And the difference will be there is a $203 Part B, as in boy, deductible. So all your inpatient...
Per year. Not that bad.
So all your hospital, your nursing home, your blood, your hospital, 100%. And then when you go into any outpatient services, when you start on a plan, whatever month that is, or every January of every year, you're going to have that Part B deductible. This year is $203. So whatever your first couple appointment is, once you pay the first $203 deductible, then it's done for the year. And the only co-payment you have will be zero. And there is no excess Part B charges, so your Plan G will be similar to your Plan F, except for the Part B deductible.
But I thought you, in the first half of the show, you talked about Medicare Advantage, and I thought you said there's no out-of-pocket.
There's no deductible.
Oh, no deductible. So there's a 20%.
Each of the co-payments has a set amount depending on the plan. So there is a scheduled benefit depending from plan to plan, because if you have a zero premium, as I said, your co-payments will be a lot higher when you actually go to the doctor, when you actually go to the hospital. If you pay a premium between $55 and $126, as in HMSA, or if you're on the Outer Islands, about $190, your co-payments are a lot less. And more important, your hospitalization is a lot less. So that schedule benefits is very important to understand, and what your annual maximum out-of-pocket is going to be. So Medicare Advantage, low premium, excellent added value benefit, but you have to stay within your network of providers. Mm. So if you're, for most of these plans, so you go outside of Hawaii, you may have out-of-network co-payments. Mm. Granted, HMSA is Blue Cross Blue Shield, so they have a mainland network that you can go to. Both Humana and United also has out-of-network providers, but very limited on the mainland. So you have to understand that when you leave Oahu or leave the islands. For Medicare supplement, because original Medicare is primary, you can go to any doctor, any facility, anywhere in all 50 states. My oldest client passed 2 years ago, and he lived into 104. He went to the Mayo Clinic. He was in the hospital. He had rehab. Guess what he paid when he came out? Zero.
And that's specifically on a supplement plan?
Supplement only and Medicare supplement plan. That's what I did as soon as I turned 65. For the first time in my life, I couldn't wait to get old, because I went directly from my individual plan that was paying $900 to $1,000 a month and went into Medicare supplement. Because that way, once I budget for that premium, granted it's going to go up about 4%, 6% and above, but once I pay that premium, I know exactly that I wouldn't have no medical bills, and I have that peace of mind.
And what's that? Who carries a supplement plan, by the way?
All the supplement plans are all exactly the same.
How much is that? How much is that premium?
Say at age 65, if you're talking about a supplement, it's,
it's a ballpark. We won't hold you to it.
It's about $160 or so.
Oh, not that bad.
And Part G would be about $140.
Okay, not that bad.
So that's one carry, and it'll range.
Okay.
So, but still, when you look at the overall scope of things,
once
you budget for that, you're done.
You know, like I say, I'm outdoors quite a bit, and I do hang out with a lot of guys around town. And unfortunately, recently we've had about four of our friends have cancer. Now, do these plans, and I don't know if this is a stupid question or not, this brought it to my attention. Does a plan differentiate whether you have cancer or heart issues or dementia?
Nope, it's all medical. As long as it's medically necessary.
There's no plan better for certain drugs or certain plans like that?
Well, again, depending on the benefit and depending on the plan, the drug selections will vary from plan to plan. That's why before you go into it, we look into that. But on the Medicare supplement side, it only covers medical. There's none of that goodies that you see on Medicare Advantage. No health club membership, no free dental and all that stuff. Mm. And then on top of that, you have to add a separate drug coverage, which is a rider. Some people feel that it's an extra cost, which it is. However, I feel that extra rider for the drug plan really is an advantage because you can customize that drug plan based on your particular individual needs.
Wait, you're talking about a Medicare Part D rider?
Yes, to the supplement.
Oh, to the supplement?
Yes.
Okay. I've never heard that before.
Medicare supplement only covers medical. So you do have to add a Part D rider. Otherwise, you can have a 1% per month penalty for life.
Oh, how much does that rider cost about?
Like this year, the lowest cost would be $5.70.
Up a year to, or a month?
A month.
Okay.
Up to, say, $70. Hmm. They will have deductibles of $445 for...
A year.
Per year, yes, of brand name drugs. The $5.70 is per person per month.
Okay.
So again, we look up your drugs. We'll tell you which plan will cover your drugs. And more importantly now, another consideration that we have to ask is, what pharmacy do you like to go to? Because if you're a Longs person, not all drug plans cover Longs as a preferred
versus
pharmacy.
Walgreens or PharmaCare or somebody else?
Yeah, exactly. Really? Exactly. So we ask a lot of questions. People think we're being naily or something, but we're really trying to explain to
it
them.
It makes sense.
That if you want to go to a, if you're on the $5.70, you can go to CVS or Longs and Safeway. But if you want to go to Costco, you know, you have totally different plan options. So we answers all those questions. But the nice part, as I started to say, is that you can go to any doctor anywhere. So if you're on a supplement, you have a family on the mainland, you're going to travel a lot, the supplement may be a good option for you because you don't have to worry about network.
Well, like I said, I have several clients. I've had four die in the last 2 months, two from COVID, one from cancer, one from a heart attack. But supplement plans are something that I think people all need to think about because it can be very costly.
It is costly, but then again, it gives you the peace of mind that no matter what happens, whenever it happens, you're going to be covered as long as you pay your premium.
So can we talk about, now you mentioned on a previous show that once you turn 65, you're automatically grandfathered in for supplement. Is that correct?
Anytime you turn 65, you can go into a Medicare supplement plan without any health questions.
Okay.
So
you're kind of grandfathered in.
When you say grandfather, I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that. But you have that guarantee issue period.
Okay. That guarantee issue. Yeah. However, when is that? What's that period?
For supplement plans, believe it or not, you have a 2-year guarantee issue period.
Oh, you do? I thought it was like 6 months or a year.
That's was the basic rule. You have 63 days to go from your group medical plan into a supplement plan without any health underwriting.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm always learning new things every year. And again, this little caveat of a rule under the supplement plan says that you basically, if you're into the supplement plan for the first time, you want to try Medicare Advantage, you basically have 2 years to do that. And if you don't like the Medicare Advantage, you can go back within that next year.
But let's say I have the Medicare Advantage, and then I want to switch to supplement.
Then if it's not within the 63 days,
that's
then
what I'm
you,
talking about.
Yes, then you'll have to ask health questions and health underwriting.
So many of my clients and friends and parents all on Advantage plan. Very robust, is excellent.
Yes.
But I tell them about the supplement plan. I go, I never thought about that.
Yes.
But so that's when you switch that way, there is a 63-day. So that's really only a little more 2 months.
When you turn 65. But every October to December 7th, you can try to apply for a supplement plan for effective January.
And I have a lot of people. But you have to qualify.
You have to qualify, yes.
So that's the key, guys. 65 years and 2 months, that's the limit. So call Margaret about the supplement plan, because that's something that if you did that, right? You have a supplement plan?
I have one for myself because I just know that I don't want to have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me. And the cost probably definitely, if anything does happen, you'll be covered and it's worth
for
the cost.
Anything.
Yeah.
Surgeries, radiation chemotherapy, and you can go to the top cancer or heart specialist on the mainland. It sounds like except Medicare. That's a lot of great choices.
You
need
a Mayo Clinic.
Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, I have somebody who lives on Maui that goes to Mayo Clinic every year on their own
my
dime.
That's my client. That's where he goes. So he's at 104, that's where he goes because he wants to just make sure he got the time.
Mayo Clinic is very well known for gerontology programs. I think it's important to understand how that works. My friends would pay for air ticket, hotel, everything to stay 5-6 days and see all the doctors. Mm-hmm. Once a year, and I was like, wow.
And once you're inpatient, you have no more other bills.
Yeah, and they have excellent doctor. They have all the different various things. Okay, so I was talking to some hotel guy the other day. He said we're about 40-50% occupancy right now in May, and I think going by the end of summer they'll get up to 70%, if not more.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, but the traffic is so bad now.
I know. We're spoiled.
I was so spoiled. Yeah, I go to Ever Beach to golf or Monolulu golf or whatever. Like, no problem. Not now. You don't want to travel after 3 o'clock or before 9 o'clock. I mean, the traffic is so bad. So, because people are traveling to mainland, how does Medicare affect their medications or the doctors? Give us a kind of a brief rundown just some basic things that people need to think about.
Okay, let's take care of medication first. If you're planning an extended trip, make sure you order a 90-day supply of your medications.
90-day.
Because that is included in any of your drug plans.
Okay.
However, if you're going to extend beyond 90 days, your doctors can give you an exception so that if you're going to be gone for 6 months, they'll give you that exception to make sure you have enough medications. But if you're going to be within the U.S.,
you
can
pre-order
always,
that.
Yeah, you can pre-order that. But if you're on the mainland, you can always go to the pharmacy, like any Longs or CVS, and just go ahead and reorder. That's not a big deal. But as far as your...
We're talking about traveling within the U.S. and outside the U.S.
Within the U.S. first.
Okay.
Because you have to keep in mind that as a general rule, Medicare does not cover anything outside of the U.S. There are plans that say that they'll cover worldwide, but it's a little bit more complicated to try to get your claims paid because you have to get it translated and then submitted to your provider. So I usually try to tell people, if you're going to travel outside the U.S., a cruise or anything, buy travel insurance because that will be the easiest way. And more important about travel insurance is that the ones that include the air ambulance is what you're really wanting to do because you don't want to be having to pay a medical ambulance to fly you outside of the U.S. back to the U.S. So it's very important that you have that plan if you're going to outside the U.S. buy that travel insurance.
Okay, so let's talk about doctors and networks when you're traveling.
When you're outside,
Vegas or
if you go to, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're going outside of Hawaii. The chances of you going to a doctor that might be out of network to your plan are somewhat great, depending again on your plan. And you'll be paying 40% of the Medicare eligible. If you are proactive and you're going to Vegas, you want to check whether there are participating providers in the area that you're visiting, we can help you look that up also.
Do you have to let your doctor know, or would your own doctor know?
No, it doesn't. No. Our doctors are so busy.
Well, I'm trying to talk to them.
Yeah. And most of the time, as far as comes to plans, they let their great ladies and guys in the front office take care of that. They don't want to deal with any of that. They just want to take care of the patient, which is great.
I was watching a show recently about them. He needed dialysis. But he wanted to go on one last hurrah down Route 66. Now, I didn't know Route 66 goes from east to west coast.
It's
Chicago, Philly to the west coast. I'm not sure about New York. But they're talking about how they wanted to travel the one last hurrah trip, but he's on dialysis. And they were talking about they can set up dialysis appointments at various places along the way.
If you plan it ahead, you can do that, no problem. And as I mentioned to you in my last telecast here, in 2021, for the first time under Medicare, they are going to cover patients that were on dialysis under Medicare Advantage Plan. That is going to save our families so much money.
What about supplement plan?
Oh, absolutely, oh, yeah. Okay. But for the, you know, before, if you were on a dialysis, you could either stay on the plan you're on or go back to original Medicare. Both options may not be the best for you. So now you can make a change every single year and take advantage of all those added value benefits.
Right. I'm looking at going on a cruise in 2022, not this year, obviously, but it's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
How does Medicare handle being on a ship, or the ship doctor doesn't cover that?
Doesn't cover that. It'll be considered internet for the most part, unless you're taking those river cruise up a Mississippi cruise or something like that. But if you're going, again, outside of the U.S., even if it's an American boat, once they go into international waters, you're outside the U.S. So buy the travel. When I went on my first cruise, I bought my travel insurance because I'm deathly seasick. So I wanted to be able to have that ability if something, God forbid, happens, I'm sick as a dog, that I can fly back to the U.S.
Well, you said that travel insurance is also for Medicare?
It's just travel insurance, period. Okay. And I work with a couple of travel agents because they are the specialists in those areas that know which travel insurance is going to give you the best coverage.
Right.
And so I refer to my travel agency friends.
But there are some plans that cover a little bit of, right?
HMSA says that they cover worldwide. I'm not exactly sure how that happens. It's as I say, when you're outside the U.S. and you're trying to get a claims paid, if it's a foreign country, you might have to get it translated. Because when my mother lived in China, and she's an EUTF retiree, I tried to get those claim paid, but it was a challenge, and finally I gave up.
Yeah, I would tell you that, I don't know, there's no doctor network that we know in the U.S. and that goes to the, let's say, Paris or Italy. You know, it's something to think about, but the travel insurance will cover all that.
Very inexpensive. And you're only going to pay for the days that you're away. You know, pay for something that will give you a high enough deductible to cover the cost of that medevac plane. But you don't want to have so much coverage because the chance of you needing may be very slim. But you want to make sure that you have enough to cover that medevac because, as I said, I've had clients that went back to the Philippines, went back to China or Vietnam, and then they got sick. And when they had to be medevac back to the U.S., it was like $40,000,
$50,000. Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Can you just give us we won't hold you to it, but can you give us a ballpark figure of what the travel insurance costs?
Oh, it depends on how high a deductible and how many days. So when I went to China, mine was like very inexpensive. It was $40, $50. It wasn't bad at all. No, for the whole thing, for the whole trip.
The whole thing?
Yeah. No, wow. It's not expensive at all. So go to a good travel agent. They'll give you an idea what you're looking for. But one of the main reasons you want it, other than lost bag and this and that, and cancellation, is the air ambulance.
Oh, yeah. That can be very costly. But does it also cover your any kind of prescription drugs or medical visit?
And then again, you determine the deductible. So obviously, the lower the deductible,
right,
the more expensive it is.
So does it cover doctor visit?
It will, but then you have to pay that deductible first.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like medical procedures like a surgery or a heart attack or something?
They will they will cover that after the deductible is covered.
Oh, I got it.
Certain countries, believe it or not, I had a family, a very good friend of mine, they went to Scotland. And my friend's husband got very sick and he ended up in the hospital. And Scotland paid for the whole thing.
Yeah, I had a client that was actually in a magazine. And the husband had a heart attack in Holland or Sweden somewhere. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic, they said.
They loved it. They said, all right, you may buy travel insurance. They paid everything. I said, well, I'd rather tell you to be proactive than for you to have something go wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, Margaret, thank you for coming on. Give us one last tip besides being, I know you're going to say, Plan ahead, right?
Plan ahead and also work with somebody that's going to customize the plan for you.
Customize plan. That's, like I said, our next time same friend is going to come to me, hey, who should I talk about? Call Margaret for a customized plan, guys. Again, your contact information, Margaret?
808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
Yeah, and don't worry, Margaret's an excellent Medicare specialist. She knows this inside and out, and she's not going to be pushy. She's going to be, like a fiduciary, give you the best plan for your specific needs. But there is a lot of research, a lot of digging to find out what you need, what you don't need, and to customize the best plan for you. It's because, guys, Medicare is all over the place. So thank you, Margaret. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you supporting the magazine and this radio show, and also writing good articles for the magazine. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
As always, go to 808.com. Has all our past radio shows, our articles there. You can write, actually type in on the search bar, Medicare, Copeland Insurance. Will cover all her articles she's written. But as always, everybody, plan ahead. Whatever you do with, as we age. You know, I can't believe I'm 61.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. My friend, I saw my friend the other day. He goes, man, first, I remember coaching you in high school. I said, wow, that was like 40-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but thanks to Derek, a longtime old coach of mine. But as everybody, please stay healthy, be safe, get your COVID shot, the second one as well, and wear your mask when you're out and about, but be safe and stay healthy and stay hydrated. So as always, we always finish with always saying aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.